Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get him, Chuck!
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2021. We've officially arrived in the new year, except right now it's Sunday, January 3rd, and the new year does not start until Monday, January 4th, in my personal opinion. Fran, what
100%. 100%. And this is probably one of the scariest Sundays of all time. I have not felt like this in a long time, because you're excited about the new year, but with New Year's Eve, like going right into the weekend, and then all, it was like a New Year's Eve weekend. It was just one whole weekend. Now all of a sudden it's over and you're like, oh, now it feels like the new year starts Monday. I just feel like anything starts on Monday also. Like, when people have their new packs, it's 2021, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You never start on the weekend. You always start on Monday. So Monday is the day. Today's the day. If you're listening, if you made your resolutions, it's time to get your ass in gear. We're doing it. I don't – what do you have any resolutions, Rhea?
I have quite a few, actually.
Yeah, and as do I.
a lot. I never have New Year's resolutions, because I feel like – I was thinking about this earlier. I feel like I'm typically not necessarily cynical about New Year's resolutions, but I go into the new year and I'm like, what do I have to change? Life's going good. It is what it is. New year, same me. I'm feeling great. Yeah. Not this year. I have not felt great in 2020, 2021 now, so I feel great now. But I feel like I fell into some bad habits in this past year. Obviously, I feel like everybody is on the same page with that. I mean, pandemic hit, quarantine hit, lockdown happened. You're going to fall into some bad patterns. And I think that happened for a lot of people. It happened for me. And I'm trying to switch those things around. You know, like I'm just tired of feeling like a piece of shit. And it's not going to happen anymore. No piece of shit here. I'm going to feel great every single day. So here's a few of my New Year's resolutions. Number one, drink more water. That's always my New Year's resolution. But this one is it's actually going to happen for me this year. I have to, you know, everybody all the time, drinking water will change
your
entire life.
Been your New Year's resolution for the entire time I've known you.
I know. And you know what? It's happening this year. Although this year it actually did get way better, but I'm trying to up my game even more. More water all the time. Also, trying to wake up with a positive attitude and outlook every single day. I'm not going to look for something to get mad and upset about. I'm just going to be happy. And if something upsets me or makes me angry, then that happens and we'll deal with it. But nothing really is that serious. We're just going to move along. We're going to have a happy day every single day. And that's that. Number three, we're going to keep on exercising. I started doing that towards the end of 2020 and I was feeling good. I'm going to keep that rolling in 2021. That, you know, that's everybody's New Year's resolution. Like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. Yeah. I'm going to get fit. It's actually happening. Like, I need to do that because I need to feel stronger. I need to feel healthier. That's what it's all about. It's just getting yourself to feel better. And then the plus sides come along with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not necessarily like, oh, like I need to lose weight or whatever it may be, because I feel like that's kind of a negative way to look at it. More so like, I need to get stronger. I need to get healthier. I need to be fit as fuck. And so that was number three. Number four, this might be my final one, because listen, the list is long and there's many others, but this one kind of goes all together. I'll kind of bundle it up into one.
Okay.
Keeping my head down, putting my horse blinders up, and not caring about anybody else. That has been something.
Looking out for number one.
Looking out for number one, me, Rhea, Maria, Michelle, Chiffo. That's it. And of course, you know, this podcast, but you know, you get it.
That's you are included in that. Yes. Yeah. Our podcast is included in the umbrella of Maria.
Yes. Head down, horse blinders up. Don't care about anybody. Meaning I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care about what other people are saying about me. I just am doing me, doing what I want to do, trusting my gut instinct. I feel like a lot of times I have a feeling, I have an instinct, I have an idea. And then I second guess that idea. And I'm like, why would anybody want to listen to me? Why would anybody want to see this or hear this or follow this or whatever it may be? But instead, if I just trusted my instinct, maybe people would. Maybe people would like it. So I'm just going to trust myself. I feel like that is really the New Year's resolution. Trusting myself and really just having a better outlook on myself as a person. You know, like, what? I don't need to hate myself. No need to doubt myself so often. There's no need for that. Let's pump ourselves up. Let's pump each other up. And that's really it. It's a lot of work. It's not going to be easy, but that's what we're going to strive for.
Yeah. Pumping each other up is always a good one, because sometimes you don't want to ask for the pumping, but you need the pumping, you know, like it's so just to be generous with that is a good one. Those are all really good, Rhea.
Thank you. I'm trying. Hank's number one New Year's resolution is to get an ass. So if you wanted to laugh, that's a funny one. He's straight up like, I'm good. I just need to get an ass. I'm like, fair enough.
Hank 2021 doing major squats.
Oh my God. He's been doing squats all over the place. He's like, squat time. And just like starts like doing random squats. I'm like, you know what? You do you.
For some reason, I appreciate that. And for some reason, I just can't ever imagine him having like a butt. I just feel like
a donk, like an absolute dump truck.
It would be.
Yeah. Hank,
it would be
Hank
shocking.
Hank without his pants sagging would not be Hank.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine he like doesn't have to wear belts anymore. Like what?
Who is that? Right.
Who is that person?
Yeah. But on the topic of resolutions, I feel like not everybody had a break like we did, but we had a lot of time off. I 12, 13 days. I don't know the exact number, but I know it was a lot of time.
It was nice.
And it was a lot of time for my brain to be like, okay, I'm bored now. Like time to get back to work, time to restart. I feel re-energized. I feel refreshed. I feel like I have set the reset button on my body. And 2021 is the year. I don't know what it's the year for, but it's the year.
It's going to be the year of fill in the blank.
Yes, but whatever it may be.
Whatever, it's going to be good. The word is a good word.
Yes.
Yeah, I it's tough. I like always do the same things too. Like what I'm always like, let's get my screen time down. Like this, you know, things like that where I'm like, oh God, I need to just like stop staring at my phone sometimes like late at night. That's really a big one for me. I play so much Candy Crush on my phone.
Fran, this is not 2014.
And I need to cut that out. I just need to cut that out. So trying to get that down as well. I feel like 2020 was really hard in the motivation category. I think a lot of people, including myself, felt like, what's the point? You know, it just kind of felt deflated, a little bit down. And so I just kind of want to get some of that motivation like back. Like, I want to be excited about doing stuff. I want to be able to do more stuff at work. I want this, I want everyone to be vaccinated so that we can all hang out together. Like, I just want, like, I want to be able to have, you know, Chicks in the Office events and things like that. And hopefully we can get them maybe towards the end of the year. I don't know. I feel like we talked about this before we ended, thinking about the year, that 2020, we're like, oh, we want to do this, we want to do that. And then we weren't able to do it. But in our heads, the beginning of 2020, we were kind of nervous about it, like a little hesitant, like, oh, is this something we should be doing? Is this something people are going to like? And now I'm just like, I just want to do it so bad. I just want to do it like so bad. So hopefully you do that. A lot of the same things, you know, 2020 was probably like my unhealthiest year, just not really like taking care of myself physically in the best way. Definitely want to be better about that. And you know who I always take inspiration from this time of year, and I say I'm going to do it and I never actually do, but now I think I am. I actually have the journal sitting right next to me. Kelty from Lady Gang and her bullet journaling. You know, she does her vision boards, her journaling 2021. She writes it all down. I'm like, you know what? I should do that. That's a great idea. I feel like I would like that. Cause I I kept my planner at the beginning of 2020. And I did a pretty good job with it until the pandemic. And then I left it on my desk in the office and never took it home.
So the three months
before, I was doing a pretty good job. But I found this like journal on Amazon, whatever, that like has all this manifesting and like all these cute little, you know, habit goals and my goals and this year's goals, my life's big picture, my top five goals for this year, strategies, daily rituals. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to fill this bad boy out. It's on Amazon if you want it. It's literally called the Go Girl Planner. That's me. Go girl. And I'm kind of excited about it. And like I said, Monday is really the start of the year, so I will be doing this on Monday.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a great thing to do. Write down your plans, write down your goals so that you are reminded of what your intentions are for 2021. I feel like this is a great time to just, if you have truly been feeling like we have, like unmotivated, like you said, or you're feeling bad about yourself, you're feeling down on yourself, it's not easy to switch the mindset. I know it's not easy because trust me, I've been trying for months now to switch my mindset around. And it hasn't necessarily been like, oh, okay, I feel better. Yeah. But taking the time off that we did has improved, I think, my mental health greatly, not 100%, but it has helped in some capacity. And now I'm ready to apply the tools that need to happen to make it work. Because I feel like I knew in my head what had to be done, right? I knew what had to be done, but I was feeling so, like you said, not motivated, also worn out at the same time, like not doing much, but also feeling completely worn out.
It was like a long year. Like, it was a long, terrible year where we needed that reset big time. Yeah.
So it's not like, it's like I knew what to do, but I just couldn't do it. I was like, I can't do it. And now I feel like I can do it. We can do anything. We can accomplish anything. Fresh start. 2021 starts today. If you're listening on Monday, it starts today.
Yep.
So if you say you had a goal, right, for 2021, and then first day happens and you're like, oh, it's January 1st. I'm hungover as shit. I'm not doing my New Year's resolution. Don't worry, because it didn't start yet. It starts today.
Exactly. The weekend was our last chance to like get it all in. And then, you know, now get on that grind. Get on that schedule.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DailyHarvest.com.
And as for Grey's Anatomy, I know people were DMing me and they were like, how's Grey's Anatomy? How's Grey's Anatomy? Where are you at? I haven't watched in since December 23rd. I have not watched Grey's Anatomy since December 23rd.
You needed a break.
Because I, like I said, I needed that break to feel happy. And if I watched Grey's Anatomy, I would not feel happy. I would only feel sad and depressed. So I cut that out and I started Bridgerton, which I really, really love. I'm not finished yet, so nobody spoil that. I'm on episode 5, and I know everyone keeps saying, wait for episode 6. So I'm almost there, but I'm loving it. It is like Gossip Girl meets, I don't know, Downton Abbey or whatever one of those shows are.
Downton Abbey.
like the 1800s, but also has music from 2020 in it.
So good. I have not watched any of it because I kind of like took a break from watching TV this week too. I haven't really watched anything. I'm so excited to start it.
Yeah, it is. It is really, really good. And it's the perfect teen drama, but a different kind of teen drama. And Julie Andrews plays the voice of Lady Whistledown. And if you watch the show, you know what I'm talking about. That is poetic genius to me. That they have Julie Andrews playing the voice of this lady, like Princess Diaries. I don't know. It all fits to me. And I think it's pure genius what they've done.
Is it a different actress? But the voice is Julie Andrews?
It's like Gossip Girl. They don't show.
Oh.
You know how like, I don't want to spoil who Gossip Girl was because you're watching. But the voice was Kristen
Bell. Right. Yeah, correct.
Like the voice. I gotcha. They didn't reveal. I'm on the episode where they have not revealed who Lady Whistledown is yet, but the voice is Julie Andrews.
Oh, I love that. Okay. I mean, I have been in the market for a show like this for a long time. Did you ever watch Rain on the CW? Oh, this sounds like Rain to me. And Rain was so good. Rain was like, once again, historical figures, people that really existed, queens and kings and people that really existed. But it was like a CW drama, like teen drama. Like there was hookups and breakups and like it made their lives probably way more dramatic than they actually were. There's like not a lot of actual historic facts in that. Like you wouldn't watch that to learn about them really. A little bit, like vague timelines, you know, is fitting. If a person died in real life, they died on the show, kind of, you know, shit like that. But, oh man, did I love Rain. And this sounds like it is right up that alley. So I am very, very excited to jump on. I've been saving it. Like everybody's been messaging us, talking about watching it. And I was like, oh man, I can't wait to get like cozy on my couch in my apartment and start 2021 off with a great show.
This is that show. I'm really excited that we were blessed with this. It's really, really, it's really good. And I'm excited to watch the whole thing.
Netflix has really come through when we needed them. I just got to say, like you're scrolling and you're like, oh, I've watched all this. There's nothing new. And then bam, they hit you with an absolute knockout punch. So thank you, Netflix.
Yes, thank you. But I will say, like, Netflix is, their originals are great and can't be topped. But
yeah,
when I'm looking for a show to watch that's not like a new original, I go to Hulu. Hulu's got it all. Hulu just has it all.
Hulu's always had your heart. Let's be real.
Hulu has always had my heart, but they have shows that are not on Netflix that I like to watch. So it is what it is. Did anybody watch Tenet?
No. My parents are so mad. My brother, you watched it. My brother and my dad are so mad at me because they watched it. And they're both like Christopher Nolan stans. Like they love anything Christopher Nolan does. And I was like, you know what? This looks super confusing to me. I don't really have any desire to watch this.
I watched it.
What'd you think?
I fell asleep. Oh. So I can't give my insight. I fell asleep.
Honestly, I was on my phone, like, and my family was like, because they had seen it already, they're like, you have to pay attention. Like, you can't look away. Like, it's very confusing. And I was just on my phone. Every time I looked up, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. And I'm like confused.
So neither of us.
Like, everything's in backwards, like it's rewinding. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I have no desire to watch this.
Yeah, neither of us can say what it's about or what happened or how it was. But Hank watched it. He stayed up. I fell asleep. And he was like, yeah, it was too confusing. He was like, I get it. But like also at the same time, like I did not love it. Like the thing with Inception was I watched Inception and I got it, you know?
Yeah.
Like by the end of Inception, I was like, I know what happened. Yeah. And I enjoyed it. And I stayed focused the entire time. And I was thoroughly watching it. This movie just did not pull me in like that.
My dad and brother did say that, you know, Robert Pattinson had a phenomenal performance. So I trust them on that. Good for him. I like seeing Rob out there doing his thing, like, you know, getting some legit acting credits. It's shocking to me every time someone's like, his performance was fantastic. And I was like, good for him. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, Robert
Pattinson, like a really good actor.
He's a good actor. He's a well-respected actor. So
it's going to be Batman soon.
Yes, that is
true. Yeah, he's going to be Batman. He's obviously good. People are so yeah,
I still feel like people do think of him as Twilight, and it's hard to shake.
Right, that's true. Like, as soon as he came on the screen, I was like, Edward! So,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Did either of you watch Soul or Wonder Woman 2?
Fran.
I did not.
Fran, I was with you when we watched Soul.
Oh, right. You also fell asleep. So
I did fall asleep during Soul as well.
Falling asleep.
Well, listen, we watched Soul.
That was not because like you weren't enjoying it. You were exhausted. It was late.
It was like 1:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And I was drunk. So So Soul for me, I was loving it. You saw me in the beginning. I was like, this movie is fucking great. And I missed the end because I fell asleep.
I loved Soul. I thought Soul was fantastic. Pixar, that movie was a movie made for adults. Like, I can't really imagine kids watching that and being like, yeah, totally. I totally get that. For adults, it was awesome. Me, my brother, and my sister all cried while Rhea was asleep on the couch.
I'm all so upset.
Like, literally all crying. My brother was like, my brother was like, that movie just made me like reevaluate my whole life. Like, but Pixar does such a great job. I thought Soul was so good. Wonder Woman 2, on the other hand, I don't know if anyone out there watched that. That's a lie. I know people watched it. People were so excited about it, including my family. A big old stinker. I couldn't believe, I wanted to like it so badly because I loved the first one. And I watched with my whole family Christmas night, and about 45 minutes in, we were all thinking, I think all of us in our heads were like, oh no, this is not getting good. What are we going to do here? And my sister just goes, this movie sucks. And we all looked at her and we were like, damn, it kind of does. Like, if you watch it, you know what I'm talking about. At the end, my dad was like, I've renounced that movie. Like, we were all so pissed. It moved so slow. It was so long. The movie felt like it was about the villain and Wonder Woman was like a side character. Like, the movie wasn't about her. It was about the villain. It had nothing really to do with her. Like, and she probably had 5 pages of dialogue total to memorize. I would love to know it. Like, it was, she barely spoke. I'm still upset about it because they really, like, you know, I'm mad about something when I finish it and immediately texted Jeff D. Lowe, who does Lights, Camera, Barstool, and Robbie Fox, and was like, guys, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I did not see it, but from your reaction and Hank's reaction to it, I have no desire. I'll never watch it. It doesn't sound good.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of 2.5 hours. Like, it's 2.5 hours.
Yikes. You can't have a 2.5 hour movie that's that bad. Like, then that just means like, oh, that just seems terrible to sit through a two and a half hour movie that's just terrible.
I know. It was just, maybe it's just because the first one was so much better, but I didn't really like how Chris Pine came back. I don't know. I won't get too into it. That's because, that's, anyway, movie stunk. I would give it like a 36 out of 100.
Oh my gosh. 36 out of 100. That's still more than Couples Retreat. So
yeah.
pretty yeah. good actually.
From the critics.
Damn, that sucks. But so many new things to watch. We just named a bunch, so go watch them. But we have some topics to get into because some drama happened while we were away. And we must break it down. We must talk about it. We must dive into it. So many good topics, starting off with Hilaria Baldwin not really being Spanish. That one was a trip. That's a great topic that we'll get into.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, that one's just good. We also have Bachelor breakups. Kelly and Peter, they split. Peter put out an announcement. And Carly and Evan split up right after we talked about how, you know, they're still together. The hot tamale kiss. They're going strong. Boom. Next day, broken up. I feel like
we were involved in that.
Right. They heard and they were like, all right, we got to let everyone know we're not together anymore because this is getting sad. Justin Bieber released a new song and music video called Anyone, starring him and Zoe Deutsch, which was a nice surprise. That came out of nowhere. And the last but greatest topic, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, all but confirmed that they're dating. So let's get into it, starting off with Rihanna and ASAP. How about we start off with them?
Wow, to full flip, you just got too excited. You couldn't wait.
But not wait. All right, everybody, stay calm, stay calm. I know we're excited. I'm smiling from ear to ear just thinking about it. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna all but confirmed their relationship because they were seen in Barbados for Christmas Eve and Christmas, and I think New Year's Eve. And we all know that's where Rihanna's from, so we know that ASAP must have been with her family. And if they're spending holidays together, that means they're a full-blown couple. We got the pictures. They are, like, holding hands while walking. They're on a yacht together. They're on a jet ski together. They're tubing. These two are so good as a couple. I'm honestly over the moon about it.
Fasten your seatbelt, folks. We're going warp speed. We're so hesitant to get excited about this couple at first because we just weren't sure. They've been friends for a long time. Didn't want to get our hopes up. I know Rhea didn't want to get her hopes up. She's been praying for this couple for years. So we were a little hesitant. And then we get slapped in the face with these photos. And there's no denying it now. There is no denying it. Rihanna's got her arms around his waist. They're whispering. Their faces are close to each other's faces. The jet ski. They're riding a jet ski together. I mean, she took him home. She took him home for Christmas. She took him home for Christmas.
These two, man. These two. I've been rooting for them to get together since Fashion Killer, the music video. They've had this relationship, this friendship for so long. They've performed on stage together. ASAP, you know the pictures. ASAP Rocky grabbing her butt on stage. Those are some great pictures. I have been rooting for these two because we all know ASAP Rocky is my favorite. Rihanna, also my favorite. You put them together. It's the best couple to exist. Like, move over, Justin and Haley. I loved you guys once, but now I have Rihanna and ASAP in my life. And you guys are married. I get it. You guys are in love and I'm rooting for you. But I don't really have much to root for Haley and Justin anymore. They're already married.
Feel like an old married couple at this point. Like,
they've sealed the deal.
Yeah.
It's done for. I think they're going to go the limit. I think these two crazy kids are going to make it. ASAP and Rihanna is more like, ooh, what's going to happen? How does Drake feel about this? Is Drake and ASAP Rocky, are they cool now? Are they going to have a beef? Is Drake going to fight ASAP Rocky? Are they going to have a battle rap? Is it going to be Meek Mill versus Drake once again, but it's going to be ASAP Rocky versus Drake? Like, I need all of this drama. Lil Uzi, pray for him. He's loved Rihanna forever. He never dated her, but he's been rooting for it. Not going to happen for him. These two, they're just so fucking hot. They're so sexy. They're so sexy, the two of them. I can't even imagine like the sex they're having. I know that's like inappropriate to think about, but it's Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. How do you not think about it when you think of those two?
Although it's hard not to let your mind go there. ASAP's
sex tape, and we won't talk about that, but I'm rooting for them really hard, and I would love to see the day that they finally like go public. I just don't know if that will ever happen. They don't seem like the type, unless they one day got married and along the line for years they dated, but they don't seem the type that would go public, like on Instagram, post a picture with each other. You know, ASAP doesn't even post that often anyway. And Rihanna, she usually posts about Fenty or like herself, which fair enough, she should only do that. So I don't know if we'll ever get, you know.
I know Rihanna, and she did have that boyfriend for such a long time that they were so private. Like she never really shared anything about him. And, you know, they dated for a decent amount of time. My dream reveal would be like the two of them at like the Met Gala. Wouldn't that just be it would be so epic. I hope they give it to us. I feel like because he is also famous, maybe she'll feel a little differently about perhaps red carpets and whatnot together. You know, she never did that with her ex-boyfriend, but he was not really in the spotlight. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. You mentioned Drake. Did you see the photo of Drake and his hair and the heart?
Unfortunately,
was that real? Like, was that his hair? I couldn't believe it.
I have no idea. I really don't know. Drake is an interesting creature in my mind. He always makes me laugh with his posts because I feel like everybody has this image of Drake in their head and then he kind of like lives up to it, you know? Like,
right.
Like they're always like Drake soft, like whatever. And then he kind of lives up to it when he posts a picture of his hair like that with like a heart cut into it. But I still love it. But I don't know. I don't know if that's real. I don't know what it is. But to your point about the red carpet, ASAP and Rihanna have already posed on a red carpet together.
Yeah.
So if they can do that as friends, do it as a goddamn couple, please. Like that's all I ask for. I just hope, and I'm sure he knows this, but I hope ASAP Rocky treats her right. Like I hope ASAP knows who he's fucking with. And I think he does know. I'm assuming because they've been friends for a really long time. They actually have been good friends, which I feel like might make the relationship better that they've been friends for so long. So they know each other. And then they've maybe have always kind of had this, look at Norman literally humping in the background. Yep. If you're watching
He's getting so excited about this Rihanna. And he's ASAP like, I'm horny now.
Absolutely. Yep. What was I even saying? That was so distracting. And if you've watched on YouTube, you just saw my dog like hump his toy like crazy. Whatever. Either way, I can't remember what I was saying.
Did you watch their interview? Like they did.
Yes, the Vogue one.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're good pals. But also now dating, and it's funny because I do remember somebody asking ASAP Rocky like what he thought about dating Rihanna at some point, and he said something like, "Nah, I mean she's sexy, but she's like a sister to me," or something to that effect years ago.
Yeah.
So he was probably like, I can never get Rihanna. Like,
yes, I feel like they had the friendship where Rihanna maybe always kept him on the back burner because it was like, oh, you're a friend, but relationship wise, I don't think this could work. Maybe he wasn't mature enough for her at the time. And she had kind of put him in that friend zone. And when that happens to a guy, like they'll be the first ones to be like, oh, her. Yeah, she's like my sister. I would never date her. Like when in reality, that totally came from Rihanna. And maybe they just got to the point where she was like, you know what? You're ready. You can now
enter.
Have all of this.
Yes. You may enter now.
Permission to launch.
Yes. I fucking love it. These two, I hope they go the distance because now I'm sure they've had this conversation, but if they don't work out, then what happens to ASAP Rocky and Rihanna's friendship? They were good friends. Is that going to go out the window now? Were they like, we want to fuck so badly that we are willing to jeopardize our good friendship and never be friends again just in case? Because she jeopardized it with Drake. You know, they had a good thing going as friends. And Drake fell hard. And now it doesn't seem like they're close.
I feel like they're both cool enough it's fine.
Yeah, maybe that means she really is being more careful with ASAP. Like, she went through all that with Drake, and now she's like, I gotta make sure this is right. I don't know. I'm very hopeful. Very hopeful for these two.
Same. ASAP, you better not fuck it up. Like, seriously, I don't know why, but I just feel like Rihanna has very high standards. I don't know why. I know why. It's Rihanna. She has very high standards. And he better fucking live up to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Big time.
And you know what, Rihanna? Treat ASAP right, okay? No need to yell at him over silly things. Now I'm just, like, getting into their relationship. Whatever. I'm rooting for them.
Me too. Yeah, I know you like to think your shit don't stay, but lean a little bit closer, see. Roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, I know you like to think your shit don't stay.
We got some bachelor breakups over break. Unfortunately, Carly and Evan are donezo, as well as Kelly and Peter. Listen, this is all very confusing for both couples. I'm so confused about both of them.
Me too. It all happened so fast. I don't know where things went wrong. I feel in the dark. Carly and Evan, we thought that they were really it. Like, they felt like they had the full family unit. They have two children. And all of a sudden, it was like, bam, they're not together. And I guess maybe we weren't paying close enough attention. Like, after I saw after the initial split or saw people talking about it, it was like, oh, there have been signs for months that things were on the rocks. There was no birthday post. They weren't together on Evan's birthday. All these things. And you're like, oh, shit. Okay. So that just came to an end. Carly has moved into a new house. She put up a YouTube video about it. And it's just sad. Like, the YouTube videos post-breakups are always just so sad. I'm like sitting there crying along with her. Like, it's just all very emotional. That was one clearly we absolutely didn't see coming. We were speaking so highly of them literally a week before. Not even a week. It was like the day before. Like, it was like,
yep.
We talked about them on Wednesday and they were broken. Like, the announcement came out Thursday. It was ridiculous. And then Kelly and Peter also just came out of nowhere. It seems like it was a quick split. You know, they're posting together on Christmas. Norman is a horny, horny dog. Just.
What is that?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't even know if that's YouTube appropriate. Will that get flagged?
Yeah, you might have to. That's
going to have to be like the thumbnail.
You might have to blur that out.
Everyone better watch today on YouTube.
Yeah, they better.
Oh, man. But anyway, like, so Peter, it seemed like Christmas, things were good. They were talking about each other. And then bam, New Year's Eve, Peter just kind of tries to slide it in there. I feel like it was a very tactical New Year's Eve post where maybe people aren't paying him too much attention, but he posted a picture and wrote, "Love is a funny thing. It can make you feel on top of the world, and it can make you feel a pain you wish didn't exist. I'm here to share that Kelly and I have decided to go our separate ways. While our relationship was filled with countless beautiful memories, our relationship simply didn't work out in the end. Kelly is someone I will always have a special love for, someone I have learned more from than she will ever understand, someone I am so thankful came into my life, and someone who I always will wish all of life's greatest blessings on. These moments in life always hurt, but in my opinion, that shows you it was worth the time you spent together. Thank you, Kelly." Now, I think it's very interesting that Pete had this whole breakup announcement and there hasn't been anything from Kelly, which makes it seem like this was sudden, and perhaps Peter pulled the plug without Kelly knowing. Because a lot of times with these bachelor breakups, there are planned announcements. It's like they post the same shit on their Instagrams with the same caption, with the same picture. Like, we've decided to go our separate ways, yada, 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 the whole spiel. You know, it's like it seems like it was planned and thought went into it. And they both agreed, like, this is when we're going to announce the breakup. And they post and they do it. Haven't heard anything from Kelly. So it feels like maybe Peter was like, fuck it, we're done, I'm posting about it.
So I saw some rumors on Dumois that Peter, apparently, this is all alleged information, no, anybody can make this up. Apparently Peter cheated on Kelly, and that is how it ended. And that is why Peter has made the announcement and Kelly has not. And he like got out in front of it, whatever it may be. Very fucking weird, considering on Christmas, Peter was writing on Kelly's page, like, you're the best gift ever. Like, how do you go from that to then a week later on New Year's Eve, you have this whole breakup post? Like, to me, logistically, that doesn't make sense, because I feel like when people break up, they wait a little bit before they realize it's real. You know, sometimes people break up and then the next day they get back together, or, you know, they break up and then the next week they get back together, or 2 weeks later they get back together. Like, I feel like celebrities, when they break up, they usually wait a little bit to announce it, because it doesn't make sense. Like, did they break up that day and then Peter posted about it that day? Because that's fucking crazy. Like, I don't think you should break up with somebody and then that day you let the world know you're fucking single. Like, that's not how it should happen.
Yeah, it's because that's way too close of a time frame. Christmas to the New Year's Eve? Questionable.
It is
very questionable. And I don't really know how reliable some of these sources are, because it's like, you know, one of them into Dumas was like a friend of a friend, is close friends with Kelly. Like, it was so many, you know, so many connections of like potential cheating situation. But then there was another one that contradicted that. I'm just going to keep talking, even though Norman's ass is in, like, is he frozen?
Yeah. what is he doing? Why is, like, he not moving?
It looked like he froze.
Well, he does with when he has this toy that he is legit horny for. Like, look at he has a fetish for this stuffed animal, and he goes hard and then he takes breaks. See?
Yeah. Now he's on,
his break right now.
Perfect. I'll squeeze this in. Another one said that the cheating wasn't the problem. That they have, I guess, they've had some tough, like, they've had some tough last few months, I guess, where she's been second guessing the relationship. He has been able to kind of talk her back into it. And the submission also said they had planned to spend Christmas apart. But it sounds like the final straw was him delaying his flight to join her with her family before the New Year, so he could be with his mom on her birthday. Ken confirmed that he was blindsided. She broke up with him just hours before he planned to be on a plane to Florida to be with her. So there's a lot of different stories flying around. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's fake, but it's believable to me that, like, this would all come from Peter picking Barb over Kelly. Now, I'm not saying he should have left, because it was his mom's birthday, and I understand, like, he and his mom, we know how close they are, and Barb might have had an explosion if he didn't stay for her birthday. She would seems like a mother who would get very upset if that was to happen. So maybe it was just the last straw in a long line of Peter picking Barb over Kelly. And who knows?
It would be poetic justice if it all went back to Barb being the problem. Like, they broke up because Peter cared about Barb just way too much. Like, that, it just, it's, I'm sorry.
I know it's mean to laugh, Gaito, but it's just,
he's going so fucking hard right now. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, is he going to break his back? I'm worried
about
him.
No, his penis is going to come out. Like, that's what happens. It probably, he just stopped. It full things out.
Oh my God.
Okay,
full
things out. That's where we're going to have to draw the line.
That is where we're going to have to blank.
Cover the fuck up, Norman.
Cover up, bro.
This is YouTube, man. Family site.
Yeah. This isn't explicit. Come on.
This is a podcast for children.
This isn't Pornhub, Norman. Put it away. God. I know people who are listening are probably getting annoyed, but my dog's dick just came out, so there's really no not talking about that. Like, just fucking went in and
it's
then his
very
dick
hard to
out.
Talk about Peter and Kelly and Barb with the activity going on. He just can't quit.
He just can't quit, honestly. But it would be hilarious if it all went back to Barb. Obviously, we don't know the details, but I do think it's suspicious that Kelly has not posted anything. And I think it is highly suspicious that they were fine a week before. But like, I don't know why they wouldn't wait to make this announcement that they broke up, but it's all a little suspicious and goes to show that Peter's season was truly a waste because he didn't even end up with Kelly. We thought, okay, maybe he ends up with Kelly in the end. He didn't even fucking end up with Kelly. So
look, we've had some bad Bachelor breakups this year. I mean, Carly and Evan is a massive loss to the Bachelor Nation family. Like, massive. They were really high up there. Ashley and JP, I know you like that was way earlier than you had watched Rhea, but Ashley and JP were so great. And, you know, they had kind of went back to like their normal lives, their normal jobs, started a family, and seemed like they were really solid. They split up this year. Zach and JP remind me a lot of each other. I loved JP. JP was like my favorite on Ashley's season two. So that was very sad. I feel like dropping like flies out here. I hope that this isn't a trend that continues and we get some couples that stay solid. Honestly, thank God for Jade and Tanner. Jade and Tanner just keep popping out babies and have a beautiful family. And like, knock on wood, I don't want anything to ever happen to Jade and Tanner.
Jade and Tanner are giving everybody hope. And we're just going to keep rooting for the best for Bachelor Nation. Carly and Evan, it honestly gave guys hope because people were like, how is Evan ever going to find somebody on this show? And then Carly, boom, she was into him. So it worked out. And I think it's suspicious that Evan's ex-wife went on like Reality Steve's podcast.
And
said that they've been split up for 2 years now. And then that is a name. I thought I...
2 years now. Like, she just had a baby like a year ago, no?
Right. And then apparently it was like when she was pregnant with the baby or whatever.
Yeah.
But then Carly commented and was like, why would you believe an ex-wife who's been trying to get back with him for the last 5 years? So I think it is very suspicious that she went on Reality Steve's podcast in the first place. So I don't really necessarily trust that, but I do believe that maybe they've been on the rocks for the last 2 years. Like, for the last 2 years, they were like, we don't know if we're gonna make it, but we're trying.
I because there are children involved and they were such like a big, you know, integrated family at that point, I definitely think that they must have been on the rocks for a while to come to that decision. I don't think they would have come to that lightly. You know, they're it's very different when you're like Kelly and Peter and you break up and you're dating, you know, and we all thought you were moving to New York City together, and I guess you're not.
Literally, and the week before being like, we're moving to New York City.
Yeah, exactly. So that is very different than, you know, married with children. A lot more goes into that. A lot more work is probably put in to try and keep it together and keep it working. And sadly, it just came to an end. So very, you know, it's tough. That was a tough end of the year for Bachelor Nation, I got to say. Now, obviously, we had Zach and Tayshia, so thank God that saves it a little bit. But some tough, tough breakups. I'm really looking forward. I hope I run into Zach and Tayshia on the I'm about to go walk around the Upper West Side.
Listen,
with the hopes of bumping into them.
You really might bump into them, and I'm rooting for you hard. I'm really rooting for you to do that.
I hope so.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future. So just hold on like you will never let go. ever move on without me? I need to make sure you know that.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Justin Bieber took over New Year's Eve. He had a new performance. He was performing his new song, Anyone. He released a new music video where he covered up all of his tattoos. He was a boxer. It was like watching a movie. I loved it. Now, I did not know that a music video was coming out along with the performance. I watched it not to be like TMI, but it was before I was going to bed on New Year's Eve, and I was on my phone in the bathroom and I was like, wow, you were already gone.
Okay, but where are you going with this? You were in the bathroom watching a video. And
I
then
was watching. No, I'm just telling you what I was experiencing. Drunk, and was like, oh my God, I had no idea this video was coming out. And I sat there stunned for a while because I had to watch it again. I was like, is that Zoe Deutsch? Like, what is happening? Is this a movie? Is this a... I was so confused. Then they made out at the end, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? And then when Haley posted, like, that picture of her wrapping Justin's hands in the wrap, like, the boxing wrapping, like, my one contribution to the Anyone video, I was like, oh my God, was she on set? Did she watch him make out with Zoe Deutsch? It was a hot makeout. Now, I know, like... artists and actors and everybody, whatever, they kiss people that aren't their wives because that's the business. But I was so convinced that Justin would never have any woman in one of his videos that wasn't Hailey Bieber. And I was shocked. I was like, you're telling me he didn't have his wife play the boxer's wife in that music video? I was shocked.
Fran, I was shocked and appalled as well. And we saw it in the Holy video. But it wasn't like this. Like, this was like, they were, I cannot believe Justin Bieber and Zoe Deutsch were making out.
And, it wasn't even just a kiss. It was a make out.
There was a video of Haley sitting in front of the screen while Zoe Deutsch was on the screen watching, like, what was happening. And yes, I totally get it. They are supposed to do this type of thing. It's artists. We don't blink an eye when another married man does this with another woman on TV or movie, whatever it is.
She's like, she was there.
Because it's Justin Bieber and Haley, we're like, oh my God, I can't believe that he did that. He just seems like he's so dedicated to Haley that he would never even think about having somebody else in the music, kissing somebody else. Like, I feel like that would be against his wishes. But I kind of feel like they probably had a little talk as a company. Scooter Braun got them all together. And he was
as
like
a unit.
As a unit. And they were like, we can't keep using Haley in your music videos. People are going to get pissed if you don't.
Yeah,
spice it up. You just keep using your wife and all your, like, it's supposed to be play pretend. Like,
phenomenal choice, by the way.
Yes,
like, incredible. Well, that's like a, like, the, it, I was shocked because it was a legit actress, a person that we all recognized and know. Like, the Holy video, I didn't know who that was, so it was like, okay, this is, you know, Zoe. When I saw Zoe Deutsch, I was like, whoa, okay, Zoe Deutsch is doing Justin Bieber's music video.
I actually think it makes it better. Because if it was a random girl, then I can see why Haley would get mad. But because it's Zoe Deutsch, it's kind of like, oh, it's Zoe Deutsch.
She's in the biz.
Also, I'm pretty sure Zoe Deutsch is dating Jimmy Tatro. I don't know if they're still dating, but I think they were dating at one point during quarantine. I kind of put two and two together. They were posting like pictures in the same spot. You know, her voice was in one of his videos. And I was like, all right, these two are dating, but not posting about it. I'm not sure if they're still together, but maybe that helped it too.
Yeah, that's very, no, there had to have been some kind of sit down agreement.
Yeah.
Like, what's, and casting wise, like, I'm sure, you know, big time decision on who they were going to bring, who was allowed, who wasn't allowed. I mean, Reese Witherspoon kind of said it best. Like, Zoe Deutsch posted a picture of her and Justin from the music video is when they're sitting on a rock on the beach. It's the back behind them. And Reese Witherspoon commented, "Gonna need all the details on this one," with the sunglasses, cool face emoji.
All right, Reese Witherspoon. Like, he's a married man. Calm down, Reese.
Yes, Reese. I love it. And that is spot on.
Yes.
Because like, that's how we all felt watching that, being like, holy shit. We haven't even talked about the video of him getting his tattoos removed.
Yeah, that was interesting, but I didn't really like, I wasn't like, whoa, like everybody else was like, oh my God, Justin Bieber's getting his tattoos removed. And I was like, okay. Like,
well, it was more of the underpants.
What do you mean the underpants? Like his,
it was all
that bang was banging.
It was visible. They were tiny white underwear that was like, Noah's making a face. He knows what I'm talking about.
Noah, you noticed?
Oh, well, I tweeted out the video just being like, oh, he got his tattoos removed. And then all the responses were like about not the tattoos.
His underwear.
Yeah.
But then I reposted it. Little tiny underwear.
Yeah.
I feel terrible that I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, sorry, I was more like, wow, look at the
tattoo.
Sorry,
Justin, for not immediately objectifying you when I saw the video.
That's so unlike me to not notice his dick in the video.
It is unlike you. I'm pretty surprised, actually.
And now I have to scroll. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I guess you really can see the whole thing. Uh-huh. Oh my God, the point where he stands up. You know, I didn't really, I was kind of like, I didn't watch the full thing. I was like, oh, okay, he gets his. Oh my God. What? What?
He put it all on display. Put it all on display.
Dick is out. Oh my God, Justin.
Wow, I'm almost glad that you didn't see it before just to have this moment.
It's not the first time we've seen his dick, so I'm not shocked by it. Like, I'm not Justin Bieber's packing, because we knew that. But yes. He knows that. Yeah, he's comfortable. He's comfortable with his size.
He's comfortable sharing videos of him in tiny white underwear.
Right, because he's like, I know I got it. Like, I'm working with it. Damn, I did not notice that. Like, I will say I didn't watch the video all through the way. I was like, okay, Justin Bieber getting his tattoos removed. Cool. And I was skip through it. Sick. But damn, that thing is out there. Wow. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. By the way, just song discussion for a second. He has really been just crooning. Like, I feel like he is very just letting it all out there. All of his, you know, song-wise, they're like very emotional songs. Definitely not the full R&B vibe. Yes.
Kelly just posted. Kelly Flanagan, Pierre's ex, just posted on Instagram. She wrote, it's a picture of the two of them. Yeah. She wrote,
dramatic photo.
Yeah. Kind of a good photo.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you have already heard the news, but I wanted to take some time to process it for myself before sharing. Fair enough, Kelly. It was only New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. It saddens me to say this, but Peter and I have decided to go our separate ways. Peter and I had some unbelievable times together, and they will definitely be missed. Unfortunately, him and I are in two different stages of our lives and saw our future paths differently. I wish Peter the absolute best and want to thank everyone for your continued support as I move on to my next chapter. I'm still hoping to make it to New York one of these days, but for now, I just want to focus on my happiness. 2021, I can't wait to see what you have in store.
Mm.
So will they both be moving into New York separately?
I wonder which one of them maybe wanted New York and which one didn't. Like, I know Kelly just said, like, hopefully I make it to New York one day. But when you say it like that, it kind of makes it seem like maybe New York wasn't her plan for, like, this year.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
I just don't really think Peter was, like, on the path to like, being married. I feel like Kelly was maybe ready to settle down.
Yeah, I definitely don't think Peter was on the path of getting married. Yeah. I feel like that was pretty obvious.
Exactly. So, damn. All right. Well, there's the statement. There we have it, folks. Kelly and Peter Another casualty.
There we do have it. But back to Justin Bieber's song.
Yeah.
I liked the song better than the recent ones he's released.
Yeah. You know, do you get what I'm saying? Like, they're all very, what's the word I wanted? What's the word I'm looking for?
Reflective?
It's like, what? I want to say slow. It's a word for like slow song.
Melancholy?
They are a little melancholy. That is correct, but not the word I was thinking of.
Smooth jazz. Shit.
God damn it. It's not going to come to me. I don't know what
is it.
I don't
a genre know or is it just a word?
Maybe genre? I don't know. My brain's not working today. Like I said, it's one of the scarier days of the year, and we're only three days in.
No, were you able to hear my air on? I forgot
ballad.
To
ballad. I had ballad. I'm thinking, yes, they're kind of all ballads. Everything that he's been coming out with recently. Like Lonely, Ballad. Anyone kind of feels ballad like. God, my ballad was just a word that I was not going to come up with.
I wasn't thinking ballad either.
I just had to Google what are slow songs called.
Slow.
They're like, yeah, exactly. So, all right. Yeah, I liked it. I like where this is going. I love tattooed Justin Bieber. But non-tattooed Justin Bieber, also very sexy. Just gotta say. I liked like Boxer Justin, I'm down. Instagram Bieber calling out Tom Cruise was funny.
Justin Bieber is just extra sexy these days. Maybe the sexiest he's ever looked, in my personal opinion. Like, this
he
is the
like
most
he's taking care of himself.
This is the most I've been attracted to Justin Bieber in my life. He's looking damn good.
He's looking really good. I'm with you on that. So you could keep on taking it. Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because Shakira, Shakira. Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go. Real slow. They know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, Shakira, this is perfection. We did not think this is how we were going to close the year, but we were gifted this story to close out 2020. We were just in that lull where, you know, everybody is relaxing. There's not too much going on. Maybe everyone was bored, and this is why this blew up as much as it did. Because it just hit at the right time, gave that mindless entertainment. Because we now know, after a lot of sleuthing, which seemed like the information had been out there for a while, but it really picked up steam at the end of December. Ilaria Hillary Baldwin is not who she said she was, or, you know, the history, the timeline of her life that she has told in the past is not exactly accurate. And everyone had a field day with this, right? You know, everyone thought she was born in Spain. She came to New York for college. She did these interviews where she had an accent. She didn't know the English word for cucumber. And it all just kind of disappeared. Like, now all of a sudden the accent is kind of gone. Kind of comes and goes when she chooses. People were saying, you know, she actually grew up in Boston to a very well-off family, two parents who actually can trace their ancestors almost like the Pilgrim time. So they're, you know, as American as it gets. And there are a couple Americans who like to vacation in Spain and love Spain. And they spent a lot of time in Spain when Hillary was growing up. And when she, you know, she was older, it seemed like her parents have kind of retired to Spain. And so Spain holds a very special place in her heart. That is all fine and dandy, but that does not make her Spanish. It does not.
It definitely does not. I don't know what the hell happened here. I saw this story and I just couldn't stop laughing. I was like, how did we end up here? Like, what, like, How does somebody one day dig all this information up and say, you know what? Hilaria Baldwin, she's a fraud. She's a fucking joke. She's a fraud. How do they one day decide that this is the day that we're going to expose her? I don't know how that all happened, but I'm thankful it happened. The video of her acting like she didn't know the English word for cucumber is so preposterous. It's so absurd that you can't help but just cackle at it. And then you got you got the family members' reactions, right? Alec Baldwin, he puts out this 8-minute long video of nonsense. Like, I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I was like, what is Alec Baldwin saying? Like, why are we doing this? Billy Baldwin, reckless Billy,
said it's embarrassing.
That it's embarrassing for the whole family that of this all is people. Happening. I'm dying to know what Haley and Justin think of this. Like, is Haley like, yeah, my aunt's a fucking fraud? Is Justin like knee slapping, like, oh my God, Haley, you see this shit about your aunt? Like, are they just having a field day with this? How does somebody get so warped in their brain to then try and trick everybody into thinking that they are something they're not? Like, did she have an acid trip in Spain and then come back as Hilaria, like she was Haley,
and like why? Yeah. Like what do you gain from this? Like why? Right, why? Like, why can't you just be?
It's like
who
she
you
just
are?
Wanted to seem more exotic. Like when she was, there's all these theories that you know that she maybe she had her eyes on Alec Baldwin. That Alec Baldwin, she knew that Alec Baldwin had really had a thing for Salma Hayek, and Salma
what?
Turned him what? Down. And
are you
because
kidding me?
Like, so she tried to like have that kind of persona and let that happen. And literally, you guys, the New York Times article that came out afterwards, I don't know how much they paid this woman to make it seem like everything she did was like not that weird. But you know, she's saying like that she remembers the first moment that she had met Alec in a restaurant and Alec had saw her and was like, who are you? I need to know you. And that she had said, like, where are you from? And she was like, I'm from Boston. Like, was not your first interaction. Like, it's all so insane. The New York Times article, I was reading it, I was like, am I taking crazy pills? She said that for the cucumber video, that it was like one of her first TV interviews and she was very nervous and she just had a brain fart and forgot the word for cucumber, which, okay, like, did I just have a brain fart and forget the word for ballad? Like, yes, but I'm not physically looking at a cucumber. Like you're looking at it in your face. Like, you don't, so you don't forget the word when it's like, I'm not looking at this lip gloss and thinking, oh, how do you say in English? Lip gloss?
Yeah, like you don't just forget the names of things right in front of your face. You know what you're looking at. You know the name for it. It's when you think, oh, what is that? What does a pickle turn into? Or what is a is it a cucumber turns into a pickle or a pickle turns into a cucumber?
A cucumber turns into a pickle with the vinegar. Vinegar turns the cucumber into the pickle.
That makes so much more sense than a pickle turning into a cucumber, if I'm being honest. It seems like you'd have to like suck the juice out of it.
Yep.
But anyways, I think that this story is so funny. And I think that nobody's ever going to let her live it down. And I would suggest she just starts talking in a Boston accent. Just throw everybody off and start talking in a hardcore Boston accent. And people would love it. People would be like, she's gone full heel. She's from Boston now. She's dropped that side of her. She now has an alter ego. The whole thing is a mess. And I need to know the truth. I know that it's never going to happen because she's in too deep now to ever turn back and be like, yes, I am Hillary from Boston and start being like talking like she's from Boston. She's too far gone at this point. But I would love if she would just do that. It would make everything so much better. Now we kind of have to live in this upside down where she's just going to keep pretending that she's from Spain.
Totally. And it's going to go on forever. And also it's going to go on forever because, you know, she has said that she is raising her kids bilingual and her children her children all have Spanish sounding names, like all of them. So it's all there. Look, she clearly had this Spanish persona that she liked better than her actual self. Right. Like I feel like it's if I if we were named, this is no offense to people with these names, because her name was Hillary. Like, if we were Mary and Francis, and we were like, you know what, our parents, like, we got some, we're just going to change it, because sometimes, like, our parents call us Maria, or like, we meet people call us Francesca, like, because it's a little little more European sounding, and we're like, you know what, shift it, we're just changing our names, that's it, we're done, this is who we're becoming. It just kind of seems like she went with it. And I do believe that she did spend a lot of time in Spain. He's like, Norm's like, I can't believe that bitch. No.
He's like, bruh.
Yeah, I do believe that she, you know, spent a lot of time in Spain, and her parents are absolutely have spent a lot of time in Spain and retired there and whatever. And it's not like a knock at, you know, Ireland, Baldwin, Alex's daughter with Kim Basinger gave basically, like, she was all about defending her and was commenting back to people on Instagram and talking about how amazing she is and how lucky she is for her to be her stepmom and all, you know, all of these things. So it's just an absurd reality that she made up for herself, which doesn't necessarily knock, like, who she is on her day-to-day and how she interacts with people, but she just fabricated her background.
She fabricated a lot. You don't just, yeah. You don't say you're from Spain and you're Spanish because you spend a lot of time there. You tell everybody, like,
I'm American and I vacation in Spain.
I had a girl who was in my class that her name was like an Indian name, but she's not Indian. And she said that all of her siblings have Indian names, but they're not Indian. Her dad just had spent a lot of time in India, and he worked in India, and he spent a lot of time there, and they got really into that culture. And so, she wasn't like, I'm Indian, because if she was like, I'm Indian, we'd be like, no, you're not. You're clearly not Indian.
Yeah.
So, that's the way to go about it. Like, oh my, this person spent a lot of time
there. That's how that seems. Like, she's just obsessed with Spain. That's why you're an
Eagles fan. You're not from Philly, but you're from New Jersey, and your dad was an Eagles fan.
I'm just appropriating Philadelphia culture.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
It was a very slippery slope. Seeing all the videos and all that shit just come out at one time, like you said, it was very entertaining. It was nothing to, like, get that worked up about. It was a funny way to end the year. Everyone will forget about it. It'll just be like, you know, Hilaria Baldwin will be having people making jokes about Boston, like, in her Instagram comments for forever. But that's it.
I was going to say, people will not forget about it. They'll forget about it. Like, they'll stop writing articles about it, but they'll never let them forget about it.
Yes.
Which, like you said, no reason to get too worked up over it. Just laugh. It's a funny thing for sure.
It was just a funny way to take us out of, to end the year. Just to be like, you see this shit with the Larry Baldwin?
All right, that wraps up today's episode, the first episode of 2021. We're off to a hot start. We love you all. We appreciate you all. We are so happy to be back. And guys, the premiere of The Bachelor is tonight. We got Matt James as The Bachelor tonight, Monday night. Bachelor Mondays are back, and we'll be back on Wednesday with our Bachelor recap. So everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Love you. Bye.
Come out and come out, ghosts. Come out, darkness. Bring everyone you know. I'm not running. I'm not scared. I am waiting and well prepared.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.